Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Encavis AG conference call regarding the half year results 2019. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Jörg Peters.
Good morning, everyone, all friends of Encavis AG and shareholders, investors, analysts. Welcome to our conference call this morning. As you may have seen, we disclosed this morning first an ad hoc regarding our guidance increase and then the press release regarding the latest results from the Q1 and the first half of 2019. I'm together with Dirk Paskert, our CEO, and Christoph Husmann, our CFO, who will guide you through the presentation you can also find on our website, as well as the updated fact book and the interim report, which is available on our website also. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Jörg, and a warm welcome from my side. This time we call you from Frankfurt, where we are currently participating in the Commerzbank Sector Conference today. As you know, we utilize the infinite resource of available with wind and solar. We hope for you that today's day won't be too hot for all of you. Let's turn to the first half of 2019, the highlights. The first half of 2019 was a pretty busy one. Firstly, in February, we acquired another solar farm in the Netherlands, Zierikzee, with 14 MW, enhancing our footprint in the Dutch market to 106 MW, following our strategy to utilize the opportunities the Dutch market is offering to us. In addition to that, our asset management had a very good start into Q2. Banks have subscribed for the third time additional funds and now increases in this specific fund the additional investment opportunities to more than 100 million euros, which are focused on investments in Germany, the Netherlands, Austria, and France. Asset management invested in the second quarter 2019 in 14 MW wind farm Gussenstadt and 22 MW solar farm in France. In addition to that, sold in on behalf of Encavis AG, 49% participation in four different wind parks in northern Germany to Versicherungskammer Bayern, which was a good opportunity for Encavis AG. As you might know, Encavis AG is focused on gaining economies of scale and scope in our growing portfolio, and we did that up to now with Encavis Technical Services, who takes care of our parks in Germany and Italy. The board came to the opinion that we need to extend that business to the European market where we are in with our parks. We're happy to get the opportunity to acquire a 30% stake in Stern Energy S.p.A., which helps us to extend this technical business model to the European market. We know the company Stern for quite a while, for several years, because they were subcontractors to our parks in Italy and U.K. and did a great job there. Today, 30% is the current stake we hold in the company. Encavis AG in the first quarter received an investment-grade issuer rating from Scope Ratings, which helps us to finance all these and further acquisitions by successful issuance and placement of 105 million euros of bilateral debt and registered bonds for Encavis AG, some of them with a duration of up to 15 years. Just as a recall from our last call, which we had in May, when we discussed the first quarter results and the first update of our guidance. We discussed in May that we sold 49% participation in the wind farm portfolio to Versicherungskammer Bayern. As we pointed out, we have offers from this insurance company and other international insurance companies. The overall goal of that sale was the diversification of our local wind risk position by selling down 49% participation in wind farms, recycling the cash. We freed up here 24 million and invest that cash in new farms again to hold in the end 51% of many wind farms instead of 100% of half of the amount of wind farms. By that, diversification of the local wind risk. This strategy was successfully implemented with that sale, and we not only freed up the 24 million, but were able, with the very good price we got, to exceed the IFRS book values, not only slightly, but substantially, and had 31% book profit on these sales, on the original price we paid according to German GAAP. Another recall to the last call is that we are in multiple ways rated by several agencies. We, as Acadis, got a prime label by IFRS Spilcom for our corporate responsibility, and our green bond is certified by Climate Bond Standard Executive Board, and we have received an investment grade issuer rating of BBB- by Scope. These ratings to give investors an additional insight from a neutral third party regarding the stability and the commercial and environmental stability and sustainability of our business. Let's turn to the first half year. Sales came in with 144 million, which is 17% up compared to previous year. Half of the growth in this figure is due to the capacity increase, which we enjoyed in the meantime. Half of the growth is due to the very good meteorological condition, which we enjoyed in the first half 2019. The meteorological condition, the good meteorological condition or improvement of the meteorological condition was not a surprise in Q1 because maybe you recall that Q1 2018 was a pretty dark quarter, and so it was not such an exercise to exceed that in Q1 2019. But Q2 2018 was a very good summer quarter, you might recall that. And that was, for us, a surprise that this year it was even better, but only slightly better than Q2 2018. This is reflected in the EBITDA as well. We reached an EBITDA of 121 million euros, which is 29% up compared to previous year. Here we do see the growth of the company, the meteorological effects, and in addition to this, the effects from the sale of the wind farms, 49% here, and the IFRS 16 effect. These effects are reflected in the growth of the EBIT as well, which grew by 35%, and the operating EPS, which grew by 50% compared to previous half year, 2018 first half year. There's only one shortfall. The operating cash flow is slightly reduced from 78.3 million to 76.4 million, but here the same story applies as in Q1 2019. Firstly, other than in the first half year 2018, we had to pay capital gains tax of 9 million euros in the first quarter, which in previous year was paid in Q4 2017 already, and therefore did not reduce last year's operating cash flow. And secondly, this year the Italian authority changed slightly its payment schedules, obviously. Instead of paying the cash amount from the feed-in tariffs at the very end of the quarter, they pay it the first day of the following quarter. That means that here 4.6 million euros of cash, we have a lag here in the first half year from Italy, but this money came in the first days of July. Commercially, it doesn't make any difference to us, but in the quarterly report, you can see that. If you correct the two positions of 9 million, 4.6 million respectively, then we have growth in the operating cash flow of 15%. Well, if we then have a look what happened in our company despite the meteorological effect. As you know, we have the exercise to correct the meteorological effect, Last year, we had a very weak first quarter and a very strong second quarter. In total, it was 700,000 euros positive effect, meteorological effect, while in the first half of 2019, we enjoyed an 11.3 million euros positive effect in the sales. If we deducted the two positions, then you see that we have a growth rate of 9%, which goes exactly along the line with our guidance. The operating EBITDA grew substantially higher with 17%. The same applies to EBIT. I think I mentioned the reasons for that already. If we then go into the respective segments, then you see that in the solar parks, we have the strongest increase. We have here now 107 million euros of sales, which contributes 75% to our top line. We enjoy here now margins of 86%-57% for EBITDA and EBIT, substantially above previous year's figures, which were already positively affected by meteorological effects, but here now much stronger. Honestly said, the major part of the meteorological effect is here in solar farms with 10.5 million. The wind farms contribute now 24% to the top line with very good margins of EBITDA and EBIT margins of 93% and 61%. These ones are derived from the 49% sale of the participations. Without these EBIT, sale of the 49% participation, the EBITDA margin would have been 79%, so still substantially above previous year's margin. Encavis Technical Service and Asset Management are totally in line with our expectations. Asset Management, as we pointed out, had a very good start and turned the loss of last first half year, 2018, into a profit in first half 2019, from -1.1 million euros last year to +1.2 million this year in EBITDA and EBIT from -1.4 up to +0.8. In headquarters, we had a slight increase of our cost, but this is just a reflection of the growing number of staff to manage the growth of the company and of our subcontractors. Ladies and gentlemen, when we then adjust the weather effect or meteorological effects in the respective segments, then you see here that the solar park sales boil down based on standard weather to 96.4 million, which is still a substantial increase of 7%. These 7% are derived merely from the growth of the company because we got within, if you compare the first half of 2018 and the first half of 2019, either a full year effect or newly connected to the grid parks in the Netherlands of 106 MW and in Germany, 7 MW. While in wind parks, the growth rate is substantially higher with +10%. Here we have the contribution of 38 MW of Danish wind farms, which got connected to the grid in the meantime. Ladies and gentlemen, when we have a look on the guidance, we have to first recall the history of our guidances this year to understand what is in the respective guidances and what were the reasons to enhance them. We published our guidance in March in two forms. Firstly, with IFRS 16 effect and then without IFRS 16 effect. Without IFRS 16, to get a better comparison to previous year's figures, with IFRS 16 effect, just only to show you what it will look like this year. IFRS 16 is a new rule which forces us to account for leased items as if they were our owned items, specifically the premises on which our land plots, our solar farms are located and wind farms. Then based on the efficiency increase in solar and wind, the sale of the 49% in our wind farms, we increased our guidance in May by 5 million and 10 million euros each in sales and EBIT and EBITDA, We increased the cash flow by 2 million and the EPS by 4 cents, by 5 cents, sorry. All of that without any meteorological effect. Why did we do so? The first quarter was very good compared with a very weak first quarter of last year. But the second quarter of last year was very good, and so therefore we did not know what the effect might be this year. But with the knowledge we have today, we update our guidance today again, purely to meteorological effect and having in mind the very good development of the overall company. We increase our revenues now, our expectations, our guidance, by 10 million to more than 270 million. Our EBITDA by 8 million to more than 218. Our EBIT by 7 to more than 132 million. Our operating cash flow by 8 million to more than 198 million. The operating cash flow increase here implies, and still we stick to the assumptions which we had in there previously, that the capital gains tax from German tax authorities will be repaid this year as scheduled. And secondly, that the Italian authority, at least in the fourth quarter, really pays the feed-in tariffs on the 31st of December and not on the 1st of January. In addition to that, and as a result out of that, our guidance for the earnings per share is increased by 2 euro cents to 42 euro cents now. Please have in mind that starting with the guidance, and this is independently with IFRS 16 or without, from 35 cents to now 42 cents, we increase our EPS by straight 20%. This guidance is updated based on two assumptions. Firstly, that we have standard weather in the second half of 2019 and based on our current portfolio. Please have in mind that it is not possible to extrapolate the very positive effect of the first half. And you might have seen in July, which was pretty coolish, and August, which was coolish in the first half, and then pretty hot in the second half, that extrapolation weather is not possible. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a look into the guidance of our respective segments. Based on that, we do increase our guidance for solar to sales of more than 195 million with margins of 85 and 53% for EBITDA and EBIT respectively, which are above the figures of 2018, which include already the full year of good weather compared now with half year good weather. In wind, we increase our guidance to more than 65 million euros of sale with 85% of EBITDA margin, 51% of EBIT margin. The margin includes, again, the 49% sale. The asset management, here we do confirm our guidance. They had a very successful start in Q2, and we see with a committed equity, which will last far longer than only for this fiscal year, but for longer, and with the projects they are currently pursuing, that they will reach their guidance. If we have a look into the balance sheet then, we can see that between the 31st of December 2018 and today, we had an increase in our balance sheet total of nearly 100 million euros. This is purely an effect of IFRS 16, because now we have to account for all the premises which are leased and other items as being our own assets. The growth in the company is offset by the depreciation of our existing parks. So there is a growth, but you can't see it anymore due to depreciation. We have a slight decrease in our equity, and this is purely to the effect that there's the dividend payment, which reduced the equity and which is partly offset by the profits we made in the meantime. Please note that recently we raised 105 million euros of debt, which are not already reflected in these total balance sheet figures. Because that cash was paid out beginning of July, so it is not already included in the cash position you see in our balance sheet. Although it is not reflected in the balance sheet total, we are confident that due to ongoing amortization and within our plan, we will have keep the 25% equity ratio in line. As announced in previous years, we follow the strategy of mixing of different measures to finance the growth of the company, and we always, by that, have an eye on equity ratio, costs of these measures, and the duration. This year, although it looks to be only debt, it's a mixture of different debt positions of two smaller ones with 20 and 25 million each with 5 years duration, and two bigger tickets of 30 million each, one with a duration of 12.5 years and one with a duration of 15 years. That all brings up our financial firepower for new acquisitions to 200 million euros of cash equity. But all of that cash is already earmarked for projects which are up about to come. So please keep posted. As you see, that with these figures, the strong financing, the sound balance sheet, the strengthened financial technical expertise, our asset management, and our overall strategy, we are well prepared for the future growth. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel your question, press 9 star again. Please press 9 star now to state your question. Please press 9 star now to state your question. At the moment, there seem to be no questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star. And the first question comes from Igor Kim from Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, everyone. I've got just a quick question on your hedging of cash flows that were part of the comprehensive income, I think. There was around minus 10 million. So what do you expect for the rest of the year with this part of the comprehensive income? Will it kind of reverse in the rest of the year, in the second half of the year? And could you just give a bit of a color? Where does it come from? I understand that it's not a part of the cash flow, but a bit of details would be helpful. Thanks.
Comprehensive. Sorry, maybe that is an acoustic issue. What comprehensive income do you mean?
In the comprehensive income, there was a hedging of cash flows, I think around minus 10.8 million.
Yes. So the comprehensive income from hedging is that we are allowed to do hedge accounting. And hedge accounting is that you have to pass some effectiveness tests of your hedging, and only if that is proven to be perfect, which is considered to be perfect, meaning 99 and 101% hedge of your any fluctuation in interest and currencies and stuff like that, then you're, for each single contract, this test has to be passed, then you're allowed to have hedge accounting. Otherwise, you know, you have a difference in the variation of your current, for instance, lower variable interest, which reduces your interest expense, but your hedge proposition, your hedge measure, lasts for instance, 10 years, and then the value effect on a decrease of that interest levers that values higher, and that means a negative effect. So although you have relief interest-wise, you have expenses in your P&L. That is, honestly said, hard to communicate for anyone, and that even IFRS understands that, the IFRS board, and so they offers you the opportunity of hedge accounting. That means all these profits and losses will be shown in that comprehensive income, But over the whole lifetime of such a contract, it by definition is always zero. So I cannot promise you that this will increase or decrease in the second half. I would assume, due to the very low interest environment and to the forecast, that the quantitative easing will be more or less enforced instead of reduced. I think there might be a chance that this will more increase, but over the whole lifetime, it never will create any profit or loss to our company.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Charlotte Friedrichs from Berenberg. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. I have a few questions around the wind park divestments. Do you have an idea of what the magnitude could be for 2019 of divestments here? Do you think you're done now, or is there more to come? Thank you.
There are more to come, but not in the 2019. We would not expect that. And just only to explain you, we sell 49% equity participation to insurance companies, but want to stay in control of the parks because we are the strategic partner here, having all the knowledge on the parks and managing these parks. That is a very complex corporate governance structure which has to be implemented to these parks. And so, therefore, this needs some time of negotiation. So, therefore, I do not believe that this will happen again this year, but we are positive that next year there will be something similar to that.
Okay, and that I guess you can't give a magnitude yet, right, for next year?
No, because, you know, it depends on several factors. It depends on the park. It depends on the size of the park. It depends on the overall interest situation. We cannot forecast that. As soon as we have a good gut feeling on that, we will include it in our guidance.
Okay, perfect. Understood. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star. There are no further questions.
Okay, then thank you very much for your interest in our company. Thank you very much that you took half an hour this morning to give us a call. If you have any further questions, Jörg Peters and myself and Dirk Paskert will be happy to answer you these questions. Please do not hesitate to contact us directly. Thank you very much. Goodbye.